Spirits of French Lick is proud to introduce the Lee Sinclair 4-Grain Bottled and Bond Bourbon. This 4-year-aged, double-pot distilled, non-chill-filtered bourbon has creamy, round, and lifting notes with caramel and vanilla, followed by apple, mint, graham cracker, and ginger, as well as cardamom. The finish is slightly French walnut, resolving the sweet, fruity, almost ground cherry and white pepper. Our spirits are available for tasting and purchase inside the French Lick Winery and Distillery. Spirits of French Lick. Respect the grain. Please enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Scotchy Bourbon Boys fans, this is Alan Bishop, Indiana's Alchemist of the Black Forest. So I'm tuning in here today to tell you all about the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute channel on YouTube. If you're at all interested in the art of distilling, whether it be home distilling or professional distilling, and the intense geekery that goes into that process, then check out the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute on YouTube. I promise you're going to learn something you didn't know before about the art.
Another podcast of the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. I'm Tiny here tonight. I've got a really cool podcast for you. We are going to be doing whiskey and food pairings. I'll get into that a little bit, but remember, www.scotchybourbonboys.com for all things Scotchy Bourbon Boys, and then also Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and also X, and then all the major podcast formats like Apple, Spotify, and also iHeartRadio. My microphone just went dead, and I was just saying, got lucky. Everything's going good. It all came back. It wasn't not working. Right now, there is a chance that Supernest will join us, but in the meantime, if he does, he could just pop in and join us. But we are on YouTube and Facebook Live. Welcome, everybody, there. I'm looking and monitoring the comments on Facebook. So if you see anything like that or you want to share it with anybody, make those comments. But tonight, we do a lot of different podcasts. But tonight for me, it was a little bit different, because normally setting up a podcast for me is a lot of technical stuff to get it all working. It's not the easiest thing to go Facebook and YouTube Live along with recording for future, you know, documentation and stuff like that. But that's a lot of the preparation, and then getting everybody organized and getting in and talking and everything. That's a lot. But then you throw in the food preparation that I went through tonight. My best friend, Steven Pitzer, he's watching tonight. He sent me for Christmas a bunch of cheeses that he lives in Wisconsin. I was originally from Wisconsin. Go Pack. And then the cheese that he sent me were some very exquisite cheeses. And I'm going to be able to share some of... I took pictures, so I actually have AV kind of helping. You're going to be able to see the labels of some of these cheeses and whatnot. But I'll just start off. We'll go over the whiskeys. So let's see. I've got my making sure I can read the labels. This one is, the first one is a Kevin Kistner barrel pick, If you know us here on the Scotchy Bourbon Boys, this was part of what Greg Schneider does, the master distiller for Chicken Cock. Now, this was a barrel select. It wasn't something that they distilled there. It's aged 8 years. It's a reserve cask. It's 123.2 proof. And it's bottle 139, barrel 455. It is a pick done by the golfer Kevin Kistner for that. I've got that in my glass right in front of me. And then also I've got Baker's 13, 107 proof, one of the lower proofs ones we're going to be doing tonight. It's a single barrel, and it is, like I said, 107, and this is the 13. This is a limited edition. I believe this bottle was 179. Now, that was interesting. Now, we got Russell's Reserve, 13 barrel proof, non-chill. This is this year's bottle. It is, let's see, I'm looking for the, I believe they're all 114 proof. That's the proof on that one. And then, and it's 13 years also, folks. And then the last one is what I wanted to do on the food and bourbon pairing. Is this a straight bourbon whiskey finished in port barrels? It's Isaac Bowman's Pioneer Spirit. Now, it's a small batch copper distilled. It's finished in port barrels, but it's a product and it's aged in Virginia. It is distilled at Buffalo Trace and then aged in Virginia. So that's really a kind of a cool thing. So those are the four bourbons that we're going to taste. And for all you listening, I've got them all poured in my glass. They've all expressed, they've already be, maybe not this, but I love Swiss with some crackers occasionally when he's sipping. Yeah, John Ritt talked about crackers and cheese. But I will say tonight is a, When you do a food pairing like this, it really is a palate learning experience. It's education for your palate because you kind of figure out what goes well with whiskey and different whiskeys, but then you're amazed at all the different things from different whiskeys. Like that one cheese with all four whiskeys might make them all taste different. Oh, so now I know what I'm doing wrong. I knew it. We are on YouTube, and I checked it out, but I didn't turn on the microphone. There you go for everybody on the microphone on YouTube. There's the microphone. You can hear me now. If Nash comes in, I'll have to turn on the other one, but he ain't doing it. So it's kind of funny, YouTube. You're set up for Super Nash, but at the moment, you're getting two of me. So I think that's kind of funny, but, you know, we do what we do. I'm kind of interviewing myself, so I don't have to look at the screen because he's not there. So let's get into the first cheese. Now I do have this. Okay, good. So what we can do is we're going to share the screen. I need to get this onto, there we go. Let's see what we got going. There we go. We're going to come down here, share screen. I'm going to share the screen. People listening, you won't be able to see, but I will read it for you. The first cheese that we're going to be tasting. Now, this is a Pleasant Ridge Reserve. It's from grass-fed cows. It was a best of show in the American Cheese Society U.S. Cheese Championship. It is made on their family farm in Wisconsin, and the ingredients is raw non-GMO cow's milk, cultured salt, and it's Upland Cheese, Dodgeville, Wisconsin. This particular cheese is just, they call it Pleasant Ridge Reserve. And so I was trying to think, there's phone numbers, there's a website, but it doesn't actually say what type of cheese it is, but I have it here. So I'm getting ready. I'll back this off to go to the share screen sharing. I'm going to turn that off. There we go. Go full view, full screen. All right. So there you go. That's what that cheese is. And the first one I'm going to taste it with is I'm going to taste it with the I've got this piece right here. This is it. It's a very white cheese. It's hard. And I'm going to... It's really pleasant. I like it. Numb. I'll put that back. I'm going to sip it with the chicken cock. There we go. That's an interesting... Now, take a little bit more of a sip. Now, the chicken cock, named after an island formation on which the Upland Farm sits, is made in the tradition of Alpine cheese, like Buford. It's like a Buford cheese. There you go. All right. So, I would say I taste the cheese and the whiskey. Now, the whiskey off of this, on this particular chicken cock, is tasting a little bit sweeter. Now, I'm going to taste the Russell's Reserve first. There we go. And I'm going to take another bite. So, this is kind of how you do it. Yeah, you get your cheeses. You really want to get them around. A lot of cheeses are creamy. Oh, almost do a Kentucky chew on it after tasting the Russell's first. And now, it has like a little bit of a smoky flavor. It takes a little bit of bite out of the Russell's. And then I'm going to try the Baker's. Take a little bite of one of the natural crackers. Clears your palate. Crackers can also usually clear your palate. These crackers I'm using are Potter's crackers. They're classic white, organic. Steve also sent them up. Thank you very much, Mr. Pitzer. Stacy is watching. Now, I like to sip the whiskey first. Now, this is Baker's 13. One of my favorite bourbons. Now, I'm going to take another bite of this Buford-type cheese. It's close to a... Reminds me of almost a Parmesan. Now, I've got that. So, I'm going to take a sip of this Buford. And then... Ooh, on the Baker's. So what I'm noticing on this type of cheese, it's pairing where they're splitting your palate. Like you're still tasting the cheese and you still taste the whiskey. Now it's making the whiskey a little bit, what would you say, sweeter. Let's grab another cracker. So let's do, I've never had the Isaac Bowman port finish, so let's see what we got here. Now that has like that little wine taste. Let's see what happens. That made the cheese taste better. That's funny. You drink a little sip and then take a bite of the cheese. And then that actually made the cheese taste better. All right. So I hate to say it, but the port wine finish really paired well with that cheese. It's sweeter. It's very complex. There's a lot of stuff that happened. The other ones... It seemed to get sweeter, but it was like a combination of the two where you were tasting the cheese and the whiskey. And this actually enhances and made this flavor of this whiskey better with the Buford cheese. So, all right. From Pleasant Ridge. All right, I'm going to have a little cracker here. clear that palate. Let's do the share. This here I tasted all the cheeses beforehand when we were doing this, and I love cheese. That's one thing. I mean, when you grow up in Wisconsin, if you don't love cheese, you know, you're not in the right place. So I'm going to share the screen here for you guys. And this one is the one cheese I didn't like. Now, it's a crappy, normally it's smoked cheddar natural. I'm pretty sure. And Steve might be able to give us a little thing on that on the comments. But it is, I wish I would have not taken such a crappy picture. I can't even give you you guys all can see it. That's what it looked like. But out of all the cheese, plain, I was not, what would you say? It's the one I didn't like. So here we go. I'll get the base on the chicken cock. Now, the chicken cock has a nice bite to it. It's sweet. It's got some proof. There's no doubt. The proof is pretty good there. And so let's get into this smoked cheddar. It's sour. The smoke tastes a little bit like corn cob. Just not a big fan of it. But let's see how this goes with what it did to the whiskey. Who knows? Holy man. All right. There's an example. It upped the sweetness. It pulled honey out of that chicken cock. I mean, we are talking about very, very pleasant 120 proof whiskey. I mean, the smoked flavor just pulled it out and made it explode. It enhanced the whiskey by at least 10 points. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. The one cheese I don't like enhances the whiskey. All right, so let's do the Russell's 13. This is one of my favorite whiskeys. Right here, 114 proof. This is this year's batch. Love the caramel on the smell. It's a little bit oaky this year than it has been in past. A little bit, there's a little bit more of a spice with the wood tannins. There it is. Now, let's see what happens when I do this smoked cheddar. Now, holy shit, that whiskey changed that smoked cheddar to be good. I really liked it. Now, let's see what it does to the whiskey. Wow. That is very, very, very nice. That, I have to say, this smoked cheddar is really doing a number with these whiskeys. I would suggest this so cheddar. It's very good. Anyways, so let's do it again. I cleared my palate. We'll hit it again. I'm like, I gotta do it with the Bakers. Let's see what it does with the Bakers. Sweetens it up a little bit, but there's still a little bit of bitterness that it kind of caused. Didn't pair as well with the Bakers. All right. Isaac Bowman. There's a good chance I'm eating the cheddar. That That makes sense.
All right. What happens now with that smoked?
Glad. I'm telling you. It enhances all the flavors. So the smoked cheddar, although not great for cheddar, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to clear my palate with a little bit of Johnsonville garlic salami that Steve also sent up. Now, I've never had garlic salami with the, I mean, we don't have to pair all of them with them, but it's kind of funny because I got the flavor profiles. Picks up the garlic salami, picks up the spiciness. Ah, there we go. All right, so the next cheese. Let's see what we're dealing with. The next cheese is whiskey cheese. So the whiskey cheese, this is a Ballantine. I believe this is definitely the Belvita. Okay. And then the whiskey cheese is four. All right. So let's do the whiskey cheese. This cheese has been flavored with whiskey. Now, if Steve is still watching, I have no idea. But it's another cheese very similar to... It's a little bit milder than... So let's hit that with the Russell's 13 and see what that does. I'm going to have to pour more. What that does on the Russell's 13 is bring out the toastiness of it. So what I'm finding is, as we keep going further into this, these cheeses pair differently with each particular whiskey, but bring out, enhance their strong pure, strong. So the cheese. All right, that's the Baker's 13. Now, also, I would never have thought this, but it's making some of the cheese. You drink the bourbon first and then eat the cheese. It makes the cheese even better. Wow. So the whiskey cheese intensifies the sweetness of Baker's 13, but also increases the spiciness. So, he said, would you begin to pair the smoked cheddar and the prosciutto together with the Russell's 13, or just do the cheese? I mean, this is a tasting, so here we go. I got a little bit of prosciutto here. And then you want to do a smoked cheddar, all right? To do a smoked with the smoked cheddar. All right, let's just try what happens when I put the meats with the smoked cheddar, Mr. Ritt. Well, let me taste the... That's not even fair. I have to do some pours. That was interesting. I picked up mostly the cheese off that. What I'm finding is this port barrel. I mean, if you're going to eat cheese with a whiskey, you're going to probably want to do it with a finished wine, finished whiskey, based off what I'm coming up with right here. Now, I'm going to quick hit. I'm just going to make sure. I haven't been drinking at all tonight, folks. So this little bit I've been drinking so far, I'm going to hit the... Let's hit the Russell's 13 right with that. It's pretty much with the ham, John, that the ham does not come into play because the smoked cheddar just overpowers it. So let's just try a little bit with the ham. Ham is salty. And we'll do the... Let's see what happens with the Baker's 13. Off just the ham. Shit. I almost feel like I'm breathing fire. Oh, yeah. That's what this is about. Fun. Now, let's just... Okay, so I did the prosciutto. Let's do a pepperoni. Let's do some pepperoni. I love pepperoni. So there was a little pepperoni. Now let's see what that does comparatively with the Baker's 13. I'm going to have to pour some more of that of the Baker's 13. This is a lot of fun, guys. Thanks for watching tonight, joining me. It's like, thank you, Stephen, my good friend, because this wouldn't have been possible without what you sent up. And I really appreciate it. I'm going to clear. Because now, with that pepperoni mix, it's almost like a, it got heated up on the finish. That was really cool. All right. Let's move on to our next, which is the Bella Vitiano Cabernet Sauvignon. Now, this, what I did in the past, I thought this... I'm going to get you up the screen share. I'm getting better, folks, right? Let's see. There it is. All right. You can see that. This comes from Costco. It's one of my favorite cheeses. It's right here. And then it's really kind of my mom and dad are calling. Hey, should I answer it right in the middle of the podcast? Yeah, maybe I should. Let's accept it and go speaker. Hello.
Hello.
Just so you know, you're on my podcast right now because I'm podcasting live on Facebook, but I just wanted to tell you I'll call you afterwards.
Okay. All right.
But, okay.
Yeah. Happy New Year.
Yeah. Say hi to everybody.
I will.
Well, you got to actually say it because you are live on the Scotchy.
Hi, everybody.
My mom and dad are there. Yeah, I'll call you right after, okay?
Mom and dad.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, my God. It's Super Nash. I hear Super Nash jumping in.
Super Nash, yeah.
It would be
What's
nice.
What's up, brother?
Well, could we see you?
Hold on. Yeah, I'm trying to get everything situated here. Let's see.
Yeah, it's good to have you in. I've been tasting alone here.
Start video. Yep. Start video. There we go. Now, can you see me now?
Oh, I can see. I can hear you. I mean, mom and dad call right in the middle of a podcast, and then all of a sudden, there is Super Nash. Look at that. He's got some cheeses, and he's got his Russell's 13 there matching up with my Russell's 13. So maybe this
saw
is...
Saw that earlier. So, I'm just trying to match you out a little bit. I didn't know what else you had, and I just tried to pull some cheeses and meats out that I had in the fridge that, you know, we like to do charcuterie, so, you know... and Sherry just had one the other night. Although I wasn't here, I was working. So there you go.
Well, I'm so really,
I got a few cheddars and all. So,
hold on. I'm going to turn on your microphone, which should be right over here somewhere. I'm looking for it. All right. Oh, come on. It never disappeared. It should be right here. Well, it's there, but I'm just trying to get... I'll just turn you up and back you off. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll pick...
Turn me up and turn me loose.
Oh, come on. It should be right here. Ah. You know what? Why don't I see it?
I'm only going to give it two more seconds, folks. I guess I... Do I got a double? Oh, I got it over here. All right, never mind. I got two microphones. So all I got to do is turn it on right here. It's on.
Good.
You will be good. All right, so you're good for YouTube. Now, everything
awesome.
Everything makes sense. I love podcasts like this, don't you? It's like improvising, doing everything. Hey, we've got Super Nash.
Yeah, I had to turn my volume down on my phone there so we don't overlap on audio.
Yeah, yep. Well, you can see on my charcuterie board already that I've gone through some of this already. Yours looks all fresh.
Yeah. Yeah, because I had to jump in there and fix it right quick. I was busy. I got in here a little bit late. Had a long day. Started out early, and I had a lot of work and prep I had to do for tomorrow's work day. And then I saw you jumping on, and I was all like, "Oh my gosh, podcast!" Is like, so then I jumped in there like, chop.
All right,
Scotch, chop. Some cheese up and some meats and got me a little charcuterie and a little bit of cheeses and stuff and some cheddars going on here. So you know, hopefully I can follow along a little bit.
There you go. I got you.
I have the nuts and the cranberries, and I could run in there and grab some chocolates and stuff. So
that's okay. That's okay. You got it down.
I think I'm good. Yeah, you've been munching right along there.
Yeah, you got.
You must have missed dinner.
I don't eat dinner. Remember, I'm actually feeling guilty. I'm eating this little bit.
I hear you.
I eat lunch. That's what I eat.
I just sort of did this for show because me and Sherry both we started back. We're back at the gym, man. I'm back at the gym and working out and trying to get rid of some of this stress and all this and get a little bit healthy this year, you know.
So Walker said it was my best disappearing act that I just went over there and fixed some stuff. And then Ricky Edwards is here. Hey, Ricky. He's like,
Ricky, here is big guy.
Good to see you. Happy New Year. So I'm in the mirror. So the Russell's Reserve is what you should like get a pour of and start. That's what you. So what I've been doing now. Do you got crackers over there?
I got some crackers back here. But, okay. Actually, look what I've been tasting on.
And guess what I get tomorrow? It's
what do you get tomorrow?
I get that tomorrow. That's gonna be at lunchtime. I'll be picking that one up. They got it. How much you pay for that?
I didn't pay anything for this. And I also got a bottle of barrel store pick, barrel proof, that I need to send you up some samples. And we need to do just a little bit, just a short mention and maybe just a little podcast on Barrel Bourbon and his barrel pick and just his store mention of my buddy Duvall. Who owns Liquor Express here in Anderson, South Carolina. This was compliments to him, and also he gave me a bottle of his barrel bourbon. And he wants us to try it and wants us to taste it and do like a little review, you know, and see what we think about it.
All right. All right. Okay. So we are on the...
And so Russell's Reserve, right?
Yeah. So I have the cheese that I buy. It's a port wine cheese or a Cabernet Sauvignon. Cabernet Sauvignon.
Yes. Cabernet Sauvignon.
And it comes from Kirkland's, which is a Costco. Mm-hmm. And I love this cheese, one of my favorite cheeses. And
I love this Russell's 13 bourbon.
Yeah.
just so you know.
So when you add that, on the Cabernet Sauvignon, and you drink this, not, well, I'll put it with the Russell's 13 right now. Here we go. The Russell's, so what does Cabernet Sauvignon, say it, Sauvignon.
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 Is, doing.
French word.
Is bringing.
Yeah, it's
like
French.
Filet mignon.
Sauvignon.
Sauvignon. Like filet Sauvignon. Mignon. Yeah. It's bringing out, the caramel on the Russell's 13, and it's also bringing out the caramel on the Baker's 13. Now, I gotta see what it's gonna do. Now, on the, I was eating this cheese.
I have like a sweet English cheddar. So I'm gonna.
No. Hold off on that. I have something similar to that coming up. Okay. If you got, this is a white salty kind of cheese. So, and then let me hit.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
But you still loading them and heating them up with all your single shit you've been dropping. You feel me? Loading them up on. It only takes structure. And you know, just paying attention to the climate of the game.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
So do your homies got a role in your little, you mean?
Yeah, we all artists over here, man.
Y'all
trying,
already?
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to get them on there. Look, we all artists, man. We gonna have this like,
bro, me and my man Kyle, we be like, I don't know, we play with this shit right now. I gotta lie, we play with this shit right now for real.
Don't play with it, take that shit serious.
Then I'll just do a little piece of this, a little bit of a bite of this vintage cheddar.
There you go. I love what cheddar does. We got a 5, a 9, and a 10-year coming up, plus just a regular. Those are the last 4 cheeses I want to go into. I did a whiskey cheese. I'm doing this one. But I did this cheese with the pick of the New Riff pick. And it was spicing it up. The New Riff pick from the Kentucky Bourbon Festival that me and CT were on, it was adding a spice. It's not adding a spice to anything. Although it added an A-leaf taste to the chicken cock, but I've got this Bowman's with this port wine finish, you know, barrel finish. And I'm telling you, every cheese I've had so far, when I've had the Bowman's, it's the winner. You know what I mean?
I'm not going to have that Bowman's port wine yet.
Now, not on this one. The winner is Baker's 13 and then Russell's 13 right behind it for pulling out those caramels. It does not pull out the caramels on the wine. It gets a little, I think the order of this one would be Baker's 13, Russell's 13, Chicken Cock, Kevin Kistner, and then this one goes into last. Now, all the other cheeses we were tasting beforehand, the smoked cheddar, we had another one that was like Buford. This wine finish was just kicking ass. So on this,
have any rise that you're doing?
No, we're not.
Your cheeses, no rise.
No, who fucking pairs rise with cheese? That's not a thing. You put rye in old fashions. That's what you do with a rye.
No, I didn't know.
Hey, Nash, you're just supposed to say, shut up, bitch.
No, I'm learning. I'm asking.
No, rye is not.
These are the questions people want to know.
Well, okay. So now I'm going to do my special thing again that I've been doing all night. We're going to the next one. Because we just finished the Belvinet and we had a WC. This is the English hollow cheddar. Okay, what was the other one?
That's the regular chicken cock. Just the regular chicken cock whiskey that you have there?
No. This is the Kevin Kistner barrel strength.
That's the barrel strength 8-year.
Yeah, the reserve. And it's damn good. Now, let me just see if that's worth it. Oh yeah. So this whiskey cheese that I got that Steve sent up to me. This it is like the Costco cheese, but a little bit, it's got that whiskey flavor. So it's actually cheese infused with whiskey. And I didn't have any of the, I didn't have any pictures or whatever because my wife opened it and threw away the package. But the cheese is absolutely delicious. No. Okay. So he says it's an aged cheddar. And it's most popular
tasting cheese originally made in the English village of Cheddar in Somerset. Our version of the, of the country's most popular cheese is made in the rolling hills of southern Wisconsin. This region is famous for its strong Swiss heritage and abundant cheese trees. The particular area where we're located, however, was once known as English Hollow due to a high number of dairy farms owned by the English immigrants.
Ooh. Yeah. When it comes to cheese, although Wisconsin makes nice whiskey, cheese is the cheese to Wisconsin is what bourbon is to Kentucky. And that's why this is really kind of cool what we're doing here. Now,
I never in my life would have ever thought, and my wife, when I first mentioned this podcast to her, what? Matching cheese with whiskey? Are you crazy? Is what she thought said to me. Then she was like, there are some flavors in cheese, there might be, some pairings that you can do with it.
So what you got to understand is it's not much different than cigars in the fact that if the cheese is affecting your palate a certain way, it brings out other flavors of the whiskey. And so the same thing with ham. Now, when we put the ham with the smoked cheddar just drowned out the ham. Now, when it comes to this whiskey cheese, the baker's.
Do you know what kind of whiskey the cheese was blended with?
That would be another one to see if Steve answers that question. But this cheese
Steve,
here,
can you tell us what kind of whiskey was blended with the cheese when you made it?
This whiskey cheese works with the chicken cock, doesn't work with the Baker's 13, works with the Russell's 13, and let's see if it works with the port wine one. No. No, does not work with the port wine one.
Wouldn't think it would. I wouldn't think that the wine and the whiskey would pair too well together.
It makes the wine, wine bitter.
Yeah, I was about to say, it probably made the sweetness of the wine dissipate.
Yeah, so that's what happened there. So now we're going to do some cheddar. What kind of cheddar do you got?
I've got some vintage cheddar, and I've got some smoked Gouda. Well, that's not cheddar. I've got some sweet English cheddar.
Okay, so do the first.
And I've also got some cheddar with truffle.
I've got about
three different kinds of cheddar.
So I've got
two of them are white, and one's yellow.
Do you have a Gouda?
I have a Gouda.
All right. So what we're going to do is start.
It's a smoked Gouda.
The first cheddar that I have. Here it is. Everybody share screen. What the heck?
Vintage cheddar. I tasted it just a few minutes ago. And it's like a mild cheddar. almost a little sweet.
Hold on.
Here we go. Yeah, I'm seeing that.
All right, so here will be the five-year cheddar is the first one. Okay, let's do this.
Yeah, click on one picture, because now we're seeing your whole library.
I know, it's not
library.
There we go. How about that?
There we go.
This is a five-year cheddar that he set up, and I'm going to get at that. And this worked well with everything. But
that's probably more like the sweet white cheddar that I have.
Well, there's the one we both have, like the one that you talk about. That's the countryside. I have one of those, so we'll save that one for that. The 5 year, it makes the Baker's so much sweeter. Oh my God. And the Russell's?
Yeah. Grab my Baker's 13 out of my vault here.
It doesn't affect the... Okay, Tennessee whiskey. Corn, rye, barley, malt, water, yeast. There you go. Did you hear that? All right, let's pause down to that and stop sharing. Did you hear that, Super Nash?
I did.
It was Tennessee whiskey. So, John Ritt wants you to pair the truffle cheddar with the 107. Oh, my God. Let's
do that.
Let's go back to Zoom. Go back to Zoom. All right. Here we go. You find in your...
Trying to find my 107.
So I'm going to do a salami. Not a garlic. Makes the Baker's... That wrecks the Baker's. Holy shit. Oh my God, Ricky. I'm from Wisconsin. I mean, for God's sakes, I ate cheese since I was a baby. So, no, it doesn't. It's not. It doesn't. I'm drinking whiskey with it. So, there you go. Did you find the Baker's?
I have my Baker's already out there.
I can't believe I was expecting you to be... All right, let's see about what the salami does.
Let me run out to the shelf right quick.
You can. I'll keep tasting salami. All right, the salami worked with the port wine finish for whatever reason. It almost did a cantaloupe thing. That was pretty good. And then I've got some actual prosciutto. So, yeah. The salami destroyed Baker's 13. And the, yeah, you don't want it. And then the Russell's Reserve, it did nothing. But the port wine finished Isaac Bowman, that enhanced the salami. And it was... okay with the chicken cock.
Do have a little Baker's 13 out on the shelf. I know I got a couple that I picked up at Bourbon Festival.
Don't, yeah, I'm drinking the one, not the signed one, because I've got Baker's. Yeah.
I got two signed ones.
Don't drink salami with Baker's 13. It destroys it. All right, so the next cheddar... let's see what I got.
107 with, let me grab one more glass.
All right, let's see what we got for the next screen share. Here we go. Nine-year. This one is the English cheese. Oh. He's like, I have so much. Well, that's the smoked. So this is the English cheese. This cheddar is delicious. See what it does with
What cheese are you doing now?
The English cheese. It's this one right here. There you go, people. English Hollow Cheddar Cheese. English Hollow Cheddar is an all-natural, self-cured, milled curd cheese that is hand-turned cheddar, is made in small batches and formed and hand-packed. All right, there you go, folks. Put you back up on full screen. I'm getting down with this. All right, so do your English cheddar. Your countryside cheddar.
Sweet cheddar. Or the,
No, the countryside.
I've got a vintage cheddar here.
Nope, not the vintage.
Not the vintage, but the, yeah. That would be this one.
You had one other one that you said it was like some sort of...
Yeah, it was the white, sweet English cheddar.
Yeah, that's the one. Taste that and go hit your Russell's and your Baker's. Because it... pulls wood out of the Baker's.
Got a very sharp taste to it.
But it pulls wood out of the Baker's. So does mine.
Off the bat, pulls oak out of the Russell's 13 too.
Yes, it does. But it increases the sweetness.
The sharpness that I believe the sharpness that's in the cheddar.
God damn! Actually, the Baker's.
I'm getting 13, that across my palate.
Man. I'm enjoying the Baker's 13 with that cheddar. Mm. The 12, it pulled way too much oak, but this was like a whole nother party.
The Baker's 13, it's pulling just a little bit of oak. It's like, it's pulling the sweetness, more sweetness out of it.
So there you go. That's what...
It's like the sweetness is overcoming the sharpness of the cheddar to me.
All right. We're tasting different cheeses. We think, you know what I mean? And that's what this does. Now, the finished one.
Wait a minute. You know, I had to take one more bite of that cheddar in this Baker's 13.
Wow. That pulls all the wine out of. All the wine, all of it, out of the Isaac Bowman. It almost like tastes like you're drinking wine. That's how much wine that cheddar pulled out. Let's try again.
It's, so it had a port wine that I thought I could think of that I have in there that I could grab right quick.
Got Angel's Envy? All you got to do is go get some Angel's Envy, and there you go. Because maybe it's the only way you'll ever drink Angel's Envy. I thought of pulling it, but then I got this Isaac, Bowman.
In my shelf of 700 and something bottles, I can't tell you where that Angel's Envy is, to be honest with you.
I know exactly.
You know it's there.
I know where mine is.
You do?
Yeah, I do. It's down below, right there. I could get it in 2 seconds. It's not open.
Yeah, I know where yours is, but I couldn't tell you where mine is. To be honest, I swear, there's so many bottles up there now. I know where, the top ones that I like and drink. And I know where, some hidden ones are that I go to. But Angel's Envy is one that it's a dusty one, and I know it's been there for a while.
Yeah, mine too. It'll stay there.
It's way down bottom.
It's staying there.
And it's back behind some stuff. Yeah.
It's staying there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
So you know, there's no reason for me to pull it back up. I've, you know, it's probably a third of a bottle or maybe even a half a bottle. So that's where we're stuck at it.
So this next one is your smoked Gouda. Do you have your smoked Gouda?
I do.
Grab that baby. Back to full screen. And one of my favorite cheeses of all time does to pair with bourbon. Here we go. It's so creamy.
And root.
And coast.
107 is on the table and Super Dash. Weller 107 on the table. You were looking for Baker's 13 originally.
It turns the chicken cock
into. What was I supposed to pair this with?
Russell's 13 and Baker's. What I got. I'm going to do it with Baker's. Do you got the Baker's?
Or is that I'm going to go with Baker's first.
All right, me too. I had a cracker. Because the chicken cock, it was...
I had a cracker after the last one. Just to...
Well, I just had it with... chicken cock.
I should have grabbed the chicken cock when I was grabbing the Baker's 13. Because it was right there.
Oh, my God. It turns it into a sweet Rickhouse. What the shit? That is good.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. With honey. Like a Rickhouse with honey. A honey flavored.
Sweet and cherry. It's like honey and cherry. Because I got the tartness of the cherry off that Gouda cheese, the smokiness.
Now I did it with 13.
You're going to have to another piece of that.
Hit Russell's 13 now. It is a sweet, spicy mess. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that happens. You know what I mean? With eating these cheeses, it just changes the whiskey. It's like, that's not how I would ever describe Russell's 13, but that's how I describe it now. A sweet, spicy mess. There's some spice on it. There's some sweetness. And it's a mess.
That brings out the spice in it, doesn't it?
Yeah, and there's some sweetness there that. Yep. So if it just brought
the
out...
Sweetness comes in. The spice hits you up front on that cheese. But as you swallow it down, then your sweetness overcomes on the palate.
Nope, wrong one. Oh, I never got... I ate all the Gouda before I got to the... I'm going to be fucked up.
A jalapeno Havarti. Is that... I had a little piece of a while ago with this Traveler Whiskey. Yeah. I had a couple of pours while I was doing invoices and service reports. So
this podcast, I'm going to call this podcast Invoices and Service Reports.
There you
invoices
go.
And service reports.
Why? Tasting cheeses.
He said that the Gouda was 2 to 4 months. But I'm telling you, that was very delicious. I love the Gouda. I loved what it did to it, Steve. It was fantastic. All right. So now we're down to the 9-year-old cheddar and the 10-year-old.
Wait a second. Let me have a cracker here.
And then we'll hit dessert. It's almost like when you're doing cheese, the shaved ham is the part that clears your palate. But
doing summer sausage, because we got this in a Christmas present, and it was in there with these cheeses.
But the summer sausage is so salty.
And that, this is a nice mild, okay. Very flavorful summer sausage.
I want you to hit the Russell's after you. Okay. Now drink the Russell's. And tell me what that does to your palate. It turns Russell's into... It's going to turn it into a jalapeno. It's so... oh, my God. A jalapeno wood. It's like so much wood.
Oh, God.
What? I just taste a barrel. I just started chewing on a barrel.
I'm telling you, I had a little bit of summer sausage still left in my mouth when I had just took a little sip there. And the spices off that Russell's 13, it almost burnt my nose.
Yeah, it's like I said, that saltiness will always increase that spice.
All right. Came together with that. That's just unreal how that did that.
All right, go on.
It's like a chemical reaction.
I'm going to share the 9-year cheddar right now that I'm about to eat. Split your cheddar in half because I've got a 9 and a 10-year coming up. So let's go share screen. Here we go. This is my 9-year. 9-year cheddar. This is made with milk from cows not treated with RBST. Milk. Yeah, it's aged 9. And this is actually 9-month cheddar.
I'm gonna have to pour up. I got a Maker's Mark, and it's called Candy Apple.
Okay.
Everybody knows that, you know, Maker's Mark is a weeded bourbon. So I'm going to pour up a little bit of it to a little bit of the last few tastings that we do.
All right. The 9-month cheddar is a little bit sour. Cheddars, when they're sour, remind me of an ale. So let's just see what happens. I'm going to need refills on all of them.
And I'm just hitting just a little bit on my 13.
Holy shit. The chicken cocktail, it takes it to another level. It's creamy, but what it does to the chicken cock, it turns into a sweet ale. Like, it tastes like a beer. It takes it back to a beer. And this is 120-some proof. And it's like no other. It's really good. I really like that. You know what it reminds me? It tastes like Beer Barrel Select that he did with the beer barrels. Remember that Beer Barrel Select that he did?
Yes, I do.
Adding that 9-month cheddar.
You know how much I remember it? Because I just picked one up about 8 weeks ago. That guy had one up for sale. All of a sudden, I just saw the post of it, and I was like, holy shit.
You know, when yeah, I...
discontinued.
So, just so you know, I think every day we should have...
5 minutes after he posted it.
On the pod... Okay. We should have a podcast once a week that you join us, where we do Super Nash updates us on what he picked up for the week. It's like, Super Nash update. Because you pick up so much shit, and then you don't even tell me. It's like you're hiding it from me, and it's not even fucking fair. It's like I should not have. You should tell me what you have. I don't want to
see. Like the traveler.
I'm getting the traveler.
I just got that last night on the way home.
And someone just gave it. They gave it to you. They gave it to you for free because you're a Scotchy Bourbon boy.
Yeah, and well, and that he wants me to promote a store, and that he wants me to promote that barrel bourbon pick. And I told him I would.
Well,
and I
get on I mean, with it, motherfucker.
That's like $140 worth of bourbon. The barrel bourbon is like $99.
Are you really? You know? Are you seriously really like surprised? Because that's all I do is get
I'm not surprised because I promote us every day, and that's what I do, brother.
Yeah.
So that's why I told him. I said, look, I said, and he was like, you know, well, why would I, you know, why, you know, if he's in Ohio, I was like, because we're on YouTube. We do everything live, and that's what we do. So we'll get into that later. But let's get back to our parents.
All right. So this is still the 9-month cheddar. I had to hit. Oh, that did a nice thing too. It's sour though. All right. So far, let's see what it does to the wine one.
The Baker 13.
Oh, that 9-month cheddar does a nice thing to the wine one. So
it does. 13 is, to me, it's pulling almost like citrus notes out.
All right. So the last one, this is the last.
It's nice and smooth and flavorful.
The last cheese that I have, and we're going to share screen. Mm-hmm. This shows the. I got to get
Russell's.
The 9-month cheddar down, Black Creek. There you go. Come on. What is going on? I can't. Let's see.
And that's not, how, not yeah, there you go. Be close.
All right. So the last one is this, and it tells you what it is. It's a 10-year cheddar cheese. Cultured, pasteurized milk, salt, enzymes, and annatto color contains milk. There you go. It just gives you the straightforward. It's sitting there. I'm going to eat it. Let's go with a cracker.
I'll tell you, that cheddar, to me, wrecks the Russell's 13.
A 10-year.
You all kind of bitter taste. It's a way of the sweetness.
It blows the chicken cock off the charts. It just turns sweet.
This is the 10-year?
Yeah. Now, let's see what it does to the Baker's. I'm even going to hit it with some water. Get the cracker out of there. All right, here we go. A 10-year is so mild and sharp. Here we go. It turns Baker's into a flavor bomb. Okay. So Baker's, the Booker's flavor is coming out with this cheddar. Like, insanely. Wow. All right.
Did the
let's do the Russell's,
the truffle cheddar with the candied apple.
Did you do it with the 107?
Yeah, I'm gonna do that next, but I just did it with the candied apple Maker's Mark. Oh my gosh, it pulls out a sweetness and a tartness.
Here we go,
you can really taste that apple. What it is, but about that sharpness of the cheddar on that.
All right.
But it pulls out the sweetness and the tartness of that apple in this bourbon.
It took Russell's to another level. Now, the last thing it's going to try and do, let's see. So cheddar goes well with the Russell's and the Baker's.
Mm.
Everything else goes well with the port wine finish, and everything goes well with the chicken cock. Here we go. 10-year. What does it do to the Bowman's? Not bad. Not
all right,
bad.
Go back off your You're showing the cheddar cheese.
What? Okay, thank you. You want me to stop sharing? There we go.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, thanks. All right, let's go full screen view. I was all on top of it until there. All right. So it's time for dessert.
That blew you away.
So it's time for dessert.
All right. Actually, time for dessert for you, but I'm going to do the 107, and I'm going to do this truffle.
Okay.
The cheddar white truffle. I do the bourbon first or the cheese first? Cheese first?
No. Yeah.
No, yeah? Too late.
Well, a lot of times if you taste the bourbon to see what it tastes like before the cheese, and then you taste the cheese, and then you taste the bourbon.
I'm doing the cheese first, yeah.
I'm just going to eat this salami because I'm getting ready for the dessert. Because the salami right here was insane, this garlic salami from Johnsonville. Thank you, Steve. I'm going to die eating this.
Totally just brings out the sweetness
of the candy apple.
The 107.
Walker mm-hmm. says the candy apple is incredible.
It is. That candy apple is definitely incredible. Did you not pick up a bottle of that?
Dude, I got so much Maker's Mark.
That was at Maker's Mark when we went there.
Yeah, I got the ice cream social, and I dipped myself a bottle of, I forget, but at the same time, I have a whole shelf of like 22 different flavors of Maker's Mark, and I've got enough.
I got a reply to John. Yes. As soon as I took a sip of the 107, the cinnamon started coming across first, and then the sweetness came across. That cinnamon popped right off the bat, and I believe it was because of that cheddar, that sharpness of that truffle cheddar.
There you go.
Amazing.
Yep, it's amazing what your palate picks up and how it changes your palate from flavor to flavor. Now I'm going to hit a pecan. I'm gonna hit Baker's.
A pecan.
Because I'm clearing my palate here.
Instead of bite a nut.
That's just shut the That's good. I enjoy the pecan flavor with the Baker's 13.
I have another piece of this and
ooh, it's really good.
Truffle cheddar and this 107.
Yeah, you keep going on that. Now the pecan with the chicken cock. Nope. Chicken cock does not go good with peacock. Peacock. I've been watching too much peacock. All right.
There's smoked peacock in there.
Let's see what happens with the port wine. Not bad. Brandon Craig says, howdy. There you go. All right.
How you doing?
So the next level is the dried cherries. So dried fruit goes well with whiskey, too. So let's hit a dried cherry. I'll start with
But I don't have any. So we're going to let you do that. I'm going to hit a piece of salami and a cracker.
The chicken cock is neutral to that.
Really? Neutral?
stays the same.
Bring out any kind of fruit flavors or nothing, or
Baker's is neutral too. Tastes like Baker's. Okay. I will say the chicken cock is neutral, but the Baker's is more juicy version of Baker's. It doesn't change the taste, but it changes the refreshment.
Wow.
These are dried cherries from Michigan, up by Seth. Yep. Here comes what happens to Russell's 13.
Oh, what do you got there? Is that caramel and chocolate?
For what?
Two pieces of dessert that
this you got up there. This is a caramel chocolate, and this is toffee.
Oh.
So I will say Russell's 13 enhances the cherry, totally goes like an old-fashioned kind of way with the Russell's 13. Definitely the cherry with the Russell's 13 is happening. I'm going to eat some pepperoni there. Let's see what the wine
has. A little Russell's 13.
That's not bad either. But Russell's 13 would win it. But that nice wine flavor mixes with the cherry. Here we go for dessert. Let's try chocolate caramel and see what it does to each of the flavors. Oh my God. The chocolate caramel is fantastic.
That pepperoni brings up the spices out of the Russell 13.
You're jealous. I'm drinking, you're eating pepperoni.
I'm just saying, the sweet, on my palate, the spices come up a little bit and the sweetness goes down. Right after I eat a couple pieces of that pepperoni.
All right. Holy shit. So the chocolate of the caramel and the salt. Let's see. Just need a little more on the. Here we go. It brings out it totally brings out the chocolate of the chocolate caramel on this. Fantastic on the chicken cock. Okay, the chicken cock works well with. Here we go for Baker's.
Hey, I just want to comment to Brandon, because he just said he just got a nosing kit, but he hadn't used yet, but he's looking forward to using, and he hasn't done the tasting like this yet. So, you know, me and you both been through this as we went through the executive bourbon steward class, and we came back with a nosing kit. You are going to so much more appreciate bourbon and learn so much more and just accentuate all your nosing capabilities when you start using that nosing kit. And just keep going back to it because you'll learn more and more as, you know, you just can't just go through it one time and just think that you've learned everything from it. As we have, just keep going back to it because you'll keep picking up things from it, right?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. All right, here goes Russell's 13 with a chocolate caramel with salt.
That's amazing. It's like sex in your mouth.
You got a freaking... oh my God. That's not even...
All right.
Okay, I need more of that. I need a little bit more of that. All right, here we go. Let's put some more Russell.
But you have no more chocolate.
What are you talking about? I got toffee and I've got still... All right, here we go. I still had that.
You did have some left. You were hiding it behind the bar.
All right, see what happens. It was just a little.
You're going to have to do the toffee and the chocolate. That's got to be one of my favorites right there.
I just dropped the the chocolate on the floor, which I have to go get because I got to do it with the. Let's see what happens with the port wine finish. Sorry about that, everybody.
Not when he bends over.
You did not. There's no crack to see. There was in that one video. All right.
We don't want to see what happened with the port wine finish when you bent over.
Here's the port wine.
Is all I would say.
That's, I don't even know what to say that. All right. Here we go. Nope. Oh, the wine goes bitter. All right. So the last of the coup de grace, I'm a favorite fan of dark chocolate toffee. Heath bars with milk chocolate are my favorite, but you get some dark chocolate with toffee. So we're going to start with the chicken cock. I'm going to clear my palate somehow with a pecan.
Oh my gosh.
And then some water.
Sweet English cheddar and this traveler whiskey. Oh my gosh. That just it ruins it. It just it makes it taste bitter.
What was it?
The white English cheddar.
Okay.
That I have.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet English cheddar. All right, the white, you know, the old white cheddar that I had. And I paired it just now with the traveler whiskey that I had a pour of when I came on to the podcast. Oh my gosh, it totally wrecked it.
Okay, so the caramel.
Because the traveler whiskey is sweet and light to begin with, but when you take a bite of that, and then drink a sip of that whiskey right there. Oh my gosh, it just like it wrecks it. It's like bitter and
yeah. So
you don't want to do that. Non-pairing.
The chicken cock did not pair well with the toffee and the dark chocolate. It took the dark chocolate to a level of bitterness. All right. Here we go with Baker's 13. We're on the grand finale, folks. My favorite toffee with dark chocolate. I've got it.
John Ritz said he's showing his port O.
What?
You'd be showing your port O. Talking about when you bent over a while ago to pick up that chocolate. Oh.
Yeah, he saw the one video, right? That one video, all right.
I hope not.
Here we go.
That is paired with what? The
toffee Baker's and dark 13? Chocolate with the Baker's 13. And that's a decent pour. Here we go. Wow. Doesn't take
no
the...
Way.
Fuck. Doesn't take the dark chocolate too dark and explodes the toffee. Baker's 13 and dark chocolate with toffee, I highly suggest. All right. Here we go.
Awesome.
I got enough 13 in there. I got enough Russell's. Now, Russell's 13, as everybody knows, is one of my favorite, right? I'm eating a lot of my favorite candy.
It's like you ate a lot of your favorite cheese and meat tonight.
Blow me.
I saw that board before you started.
Yeah, you did. I ate most of it. Here we go.
You know what? I've got to tell you, you know.
These are dessert bourbons.
Go ahead.
Russell's 13 and Baker's 13 are Baker's dessert 13. Bourbon. They're
Baker's 13, it's a cheese bourbon, too. Most of the cheeses that I've drank Baker's 13 with tonight is paired very well with
I don't think I have any more. Let's just see what the Bowman does with this. Here we go. This has been fun. Thank you for coming, Super Nash.
Absolutely.
I was by myself for there for a while. Showed up.
I saw you, and I was just trying to finish up and trying to jump on here, brother, and I didn't want you to be alone. I told you I wanted to be on for this, whether I could, you know, taste or not. I cut up what I had and brought in what I could.
Thank you. All right.
It's gonna be.
It works.
Is it?
Yeah. It doesn't get too bitter like it did with the caramel. And here's the caramel. And there we go. We are finished. So, I would say that if you're gonna eat, if you're gonna pair cheddar cheeses, you're going with the Kentucky bourbons. But if you are gonna pair white cheeses that have some saltiness, it goes really, really well with the Isaac Bowman
port wine finished bourbon,
port barrel.
Your lower proof wheated bourbons, your saltier cheddars and stuff like that would go well with your lower proof wheated bourbons.
But when you come in,
they're lower proof and they're sweeter.
I would say with the chicken cock, I don't think there was too much it didn't pair with. It just didn't pair exceptional with anything. It paired with everything. But these paired with the cheddars and the desserts, where this paired with the whites, you know, the white cheeses with salt, the saltier this paired, you know, the Isaac Bowman paired better with the salty cheeses, but it didn't pair with the caramel chocolate, but it paired with the toffee chocolate. So there you go. I mean, it's just like, what is this tonight? What did we do? I think this is more about you and your palate than it was about the cheese or the bourbon. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. One other thing, and it's about you and exploring, you know, out there, you know, buy your cheeses and stuff, and then buy these different bourbons that you like to drink and you know, match them up, and then find the ones that you like to drink with these cheeses, right?
Well, yeah, find the ones you really like, but at the same time, have fun with your spouse or whatever doing it. It's just like, it's a fun thing to do.
Like this right here, yeah.
It's what this was tonight was fantastic, is what it was. I mean, there was hams, there were salamis, pepperonis, there was different types of cheeses, and then you're talking about chocolates and dried fruits and nuts. It's just like, that's what...
Yeah, and caramels and chocolates, you know.
And that's what the fun of whiskey is.
That's what we're... And that's what we're talking about. And get with your significant other, and buy a few whiskeys. Yeah, have some fun and buy some fruits and nuts and some meats and cheeses, you know, and chocolates, you know, and have a date night and just have some fun with it and just enjoy it and just, you know, find what you like together and what you don't like together.
Yeah,
you know, and then you know.
This is how whiskey allows you to experiment and learn what you like and why you like it. I mean, this is a palate expander.
100%.
Exactly. A pilot expander. And really, it's not that expensive to do as compared to, you know, it's what, like going out to a movie dinner and a movie night and stuff like that, you know. Spend those dollars on a few whiskeys and some wines and cheese, you know, some cheeses and meats and you grab know, stay at home.
And grab you know, a buzz.
Yeah.
Grab a yeah, buzz.
Yeah, and have some fun.
I'm definitely not.
Put on the Scotchy Bourbon Boys bourbon
podcast,
and
yeah.
Cheese pairing podcast, and, you know, and there you go.
Taste along, yeah. 100% taste along. What's happening with that? Oh my God! I need a little bit more Russell's Reserve, and then we will start to take it out. And definitely, I knew tonight was gonna. I didn't have supper, and there's not a lot of food, and I knew this would get me to the point where this is it, because Russell's Reserve.
That's awesome.
With toffee.
Y'all getting a lot of snow up there, brother?
Rain. It's like, I need to move back to Wisconsin for snow. But once again.
We got torrential rain. We got flooding, thunderstorms. It flooded us all over the place. And tornadoes all around us.
I saw that.
And yeah. So, yeah, I worked in torrential rain all early this morning, but I mean, it was worth it. I love it. Love my job.
I was out there,
maybe fire extinguisher business, because I'm going to lots of festivals this year. So,
John said they're getting blasted with snow in Illinois.
Yeah, I saw that on the news, yeah.
We are not here in Ohio.
We got lots of rain and flooding down here in South Carolina. So, thunderstorms. It was thundering and lightning by the time I woke up to late afternoon. But we're done with it and clearing out for us. So,
all right, everybody. So, this has been a fantastic podcast. I think... going forward, it should be one that people check out 100%. I'll get it up on iHeartRadio and Apple Podcasts and Spotify and any of the podcast formats that you listen to tonight. But at the same time, I think this was very successful. We tasted some high-end bourbon, some finished bourbon, barrel-straight bourbon. Yeah, and we put it up and against...
And some other bourbons. Like I say, we tasted some wheated bourbons, just some regular bourbons, you know, corn bourbons. Just, you know, the thing is that you can pair this and grab any whiskey, bourbon, or rye, which we didn't do, that you want to, and just, you know, mix and match and just do your own tasting and pairings and just find out what you like, you know, with the cheeses, you know, from your area that you can pick up at your local that you like to taste it on a regular basis and eat, and the meats and nuts and fruits, you know, and just make a fun night of it, like we said.
I'd like to thank Steve Pitzer. Good friend, man, I just right there, my heart goes
Steven.
With you. And, remember, thank you so much for the cheeses and the sausages and everything and this podcast. We were able to make this work. I wish the Brie version of what you sent me would have been on here, but I definitely plan on cooking that to make it so that I don't die. So, anyways.
Do you have a website or anything that we can send anybody or any information that we can send them to?
We're the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. www.scotchybourbonboys.com. Make sure
If you need to get to John and to his cheeses and stuff like that, we can get you there.
Right. Oh, you're talking about Steve having a website?
Steven's
my friend. He's just my friend. He bought a bunch of cheeses, sent it my way. He got a lot of popcorn for this.
Okay.
So anyways.
All right.
But we are Scotchy Bourbon Boys. And we're www.scotchybourbonboys.com for all Scotchy Bourbon Boys things. Scotchy Bourbon Boys t-shirts. Scotchy Bourbon Boys glasses. Glencairns. And then also Scotchy Bourbon Balls. But check us out on
the internet. If you want a barrelhead, talk to us because we know a guy.
Barrelhead. But with that said, you can check us out on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and X. Check us out on all the major podcast formats. iHeart, Apple, Spotify, and any other format that you listen to. So, remember, good friends equal good times. Wait, good whiskey and good bourbon equals good times and good friends. Don't drink and drive. Drink responsibly and live your life dangerously. Little Steve-O is going to take us out.
She is. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Cheers.
Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for watching. We appreciate you all. We appreciate everyone.
Oh, show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask what. Oh, don't ask why. Show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. For if we don't find the next whiskey bar, I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die.
Hey, Scotchy Bourbon Boys fans, this is Alan Bishop, Indiana's Alchemist of the Black Forest. So I'm tuning in here today to tell you all about the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute channel on YouTube. If you're at all interested in the art of distilling, whether it be home distilling or professional distilling, and the intense geekery that goes into that process, then check out the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute on YouTube. I promise you're going to learn something you didn't know before about the arts.